How's that job search of yours going? Not so good? You might want a little more help and advice. Head to 5strengths.com/webinar to register for my free webinar, Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search. You'll get great strategies and a ton of free resources to help your job search from a name you can trust. That's 5strengths.com/webinar. Now on to the show. Hello, I'm Amy Ella Adler, Executive Resume Writer at 5Strengths Career Transition Experts. If you're like a lot of people, LinkedIn feels intimidating. And getting onto the platform feels like driving onto a six-lane highway because there's so much going on and so many bells and whistles and toggles and switches and things that you can look at and read and do that maybe you don't have a good plan about how to engage on the platform. So today, I want to talk about 10 things that you can do in LinkedIn all in less than an hour, all of them. So you're thinking, well, maybe I have an hour to spend, but I have no idea how to use LinkedIn properly. The interface is complicated, it's always changing, and the fact that it is a moving target all the time can make it that much more frustrating to figure out where you need to be and what you need to do. I will tell you, however, that most executive job seekers are like you, and they don't know how to use LinkedIn well. So learning the best way to work within LinkedIn's various tools and capabilities definitely will move your executive job search forward. If you're stressed about how to use LinkedIn for your job search, follow these 10 simple daily strategies, all in less than an hour, to target your talents and goals and expertise to your ideal executive job search goal. Number one. Connect with someone you don't know personally on LinkedIn and customize your connection request so they understand exactly why you've reached out to them. Some people are like me and they'll accept connection requests from almost anybody. So please do reach out to me and connect with me and tell me you heard about this on my podcast. But some people are a lot more picky and they want to know exactly why you've connected with them and what the benefit to them is going to be. So make sure that you write a custom connection request. Number two, write a LinkedIn recommendation for someone else. So LinkedIn gives us the chance to do nice things for other people in two key ways. One is to endorse skills, and one is to write recommendations. Recommendations are LinkedIn gold. It's an opportunity for you to write out what you want their audience to know about them, that what you think is special about them, what you think is incredible about them. And they have the privilege of accepting or rejecting the recommendation, but not editing it, which means that it has a high degree of credibility. So get out there and go write a LinkedIn recommendation for someone that you've worked with or connected with or somebody that you've done business with. They will truly appreciate you for it. Number three, call up a LinkedIn connection with whom you have not spoken in at least 6 months. You gotta dig your well before you're thirsty. So keeping that networking connection up with lots of people can help you long before you are actually going to ask them for help in your executive job search. So pick up the phone and reconnect with somebody. People like that. People like to feel that they are important and that they're on your mind. Number four, take a look at LinkedIn's job board. It's one of my favorites. It has so much to offer, and you can often find out a great deal about the company and the person doing the posting, as well as what the position is about. Number five, go visit a couple of profiles from colleagues that you haven't been in touch with for a while, just to see what they're up to. And if they've been doing something interesting, send them a message or comment on their feed or give them some resources that you think might be interesting to them based on the things that they've been posting about. Number six, join a LinkedIn group and post one question or comment on someone else's questions. Groups are phenomenal on LinkedIn. They enable people who have affinities about industries or functions or areas of interest. They enable them to get together virtually to share information and say what's on their mind about what's been going on in their particular area of interest. So go ahead and engage and give somebody something to bite into so the next time you reach out to them or try to connect with them, they'll remember that it was you who said something in response to what they had posted. Number seven, I will bet that you have a stack of business cards in your desk drawer that you don't know what to do with. So pick them up out of your desk drawer and make real LinkedIn connections from paper business cards. Remind your audience when you're writing your custom connection request how you met them. Perhaps you met them at a conference or they were at your office for a visit. It could be anything, but that will give them a good sense that you are credible and that you remember them, which is, of course, all people really want to know when you're making those sort of initial connections. Here's a slightly harder one. Number 8, write a long-form blog post and publish it on LinkedIn. The short-form blogging or microblogging of status updates is pretty ubiquitous, but demonstrating your expertise in whatever topic interests you and publishing it on LinkedIn gives your audience the sense that you are truly the expert in the thing that you do, and they can benefit from reading what you have to say. So plan it out. Don't just hit publish on anything that feels right to you, but plan it out. Think about it. Think about what's interesting to the audience you want to attract, and go ahead and post it on LinkedIn. Number 9. Go look at some LinkedIn company pages. You'd be surprised about what you can find there. They might be sponsoring an industry event or talking about a new product or holding a webinar. Whatever it is, find a way to engage with that company in a way that you haven't before. Number 10, read an article in a publication related to your industry or job function and then update your own LinkedIn status, that microblogging, with a link to it and a question or an insight posed to your connections. So I challenge you, can you do all these in less than 60 minutes? I bet you can. Time yourself. You'll be surprised at how fast you can get all of these done. And if you do each of these over the course of several days or several weeks, you will be surprised at how much more engagement your LinkedIn profile will generate and how much greater presence you will have on the platform. And as you move through your job search, you will absolutely become a greater resource to other people, and people will start to recognize that you are the person who's been doing all these things and that you have a great deal of credibility in your industry and you're coming from a position of knowledge and expertise. Thanks a lot. I'm Amy L. Adler, a 5 Strengths Career Transition Experts. You can find me at fivestrengths.com or give me a call at 801-810-5627. Thanks.